Stephanie Moreland is with us today. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I understand you're in Chicago going to see Madonna.
I am. I'm so excited. I wish I could be here a little bit longer. Unfortunately, I have to go back home tomorrow, but we're going to make the most of today, I think.
Well, now, I want to tell the audience that Stephanie currently lives in Florida but is a native of Houston, and today Stephanie's going to share with us a look back at her hometown where she spent most of her life. Why don't we start from that, if you will?
Absolutely. It wasn't really until, you know, there were many times where I thought about leaving Houston in my adult life, and finally the opportunity kind of came up. And so I've been gone for 2 months, and it wasn't until I really started writing this piece and really started realizing that I was, in fact, leaving that I realized how much Houston had to offer. And so really the theme of my piece was that a lot of times you don't realize what you have close to home until you actually leave.
Well, and, you know, you say in your article, "I reluctantly call Houston my hometown, but why am I reluctant?"
Houston sometimes gets a bad reputation for several reasons. One, I would say the heat is one thing that, you know, maybe doesn't attract people to it. The traffic, and it is very it's very populated. It's actually the fourth largest city in the U.S.
And got much larger after the problems in New Orleans.
Right, exactly. So it's now the largest city in Texas as well. So I think, you know, the traffic and the population maybe give it somewhat of a bad reputation. But it's really such a diverse, eclectic city.
Other than what people, when people think of Houston, obviously, they think of, Space City, Mission Control, those sorts of things. But there's a lot more, as you say in your article.
There is a lot more, actually. It's a very cultural city. It's a cultural community. And it's a city that there's so many things to do that you really could spend a lot of time, you know, even if you were traveling to Houston, you could spend a lot of time in the city because there really is so much to see. Between the cultural, the theater, all of that, we have our own ballet company, our own symphony, our own opera company. Of course, there's a lot of there's always concert events, the sporting events. We have a basketball team, football team, baseball team, hockey. We have the whole thing.
Now, you make an interesting statement. It says you've been told that you can visit Houston and never have the same experience twice.
Absolutely.
And you've discovered this to be true, in fact.
Absolutely, yeah. There's really a little bit of something for everybody. You know, it's known for so many things, and because I spent so much time there, I really had a chance to really see the real Houston. And everything from shopping to all the cultural events, we have a lot of museums. There's a great nightlife there. The downtown area has been completely renovated.
And you might mention, if we can, is that if when you're in Houston, as you say, after the concerts, you can park your car in a convenient spot, hop on a monorail, and cruise to the downtown district to check out the local scene.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know how many people are aware that from downtown Houston you can actually get on the monorail and get into where the action is.
Exactly. The monorail is relatively recent, so. And it runs through the downtown area, through the museum district, through the ballpark, through Minute Maid. So really, you can just drive down there, park down there, and ride around and see all of the, you know, get to do all the activities down in that area.
Great feature.
Exactly.
Now, in the article, you say across from the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences, Herman Park. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, Herman Park is so nice. It's such a beautiful area. You don't think of Houston in terms of like a place where you can go be outside a lot and spend some time outdoors. But that whole area right around there, there's Herman Park, the Natural Science Museum is there. There's also Miller Outdoor Theater, which is right across the street. So really you can just park and on foot walk around that whole area. The zoo is also on the same in the same space, so you can spend so much time outdoors. They have botanical gardens. So, you know, I used to go a lot in the springs and falls because we have actually very nice seasons then.
Right.
The weather's really nice. It's temperate, so you can really spend a lot of time outside. And it's really beautiful. So a lot of people bring their, you know, bring their families out and spend a lot of time in that area.
Now, when you compare it to when you were a child and you go back and you look at Houston now, how do you feel? What do you find?
You know, it's so funny because when you're growing up and you get into adulthood, you're just ready to get away from home. You're ready to move on.
Right.
You're ready to do bigger and better things.
And some think adulthood is a lot younger than others.
Right. And, you know, I think after leaving, I miss it so much. And I am a very eclectic person and I have a very diverse range of interests. And this is what I love about Houston, that really there's just something for everybody. And I think that the more that I go back, that's what I'm going to see and what I'm going to miss the most.
So your heart burns a little when you think about all the times?
It does. I'm still a little homesick. So I'm gonna miss Texas. But it's such a great place to visit. I really encourage people to go see Houston because there's just so much to do there. It's really a fun place. It's a fun place for people of all ages as well. There's something for everybody, as I mentioned. So
let's touch a bit, if you will, on the Astrodome.
On the Astrodome, yes. As I say in my article, it was kind of my center of gravity in my memory from when I was a child, because it was where the Houston Astros originally played. And we are a sports family, so we did go to a lot of sporting events. Not only that, but the bigger thing is that the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo was housed formerly in the Houston Astrodome. So I spent a good amount of time there. So a lot of my memories come from that experience, from being at the Astrodome and how much of Houston is there.
Dressing up as a cowgirl in your cowgirl boots. And
yes.
a little touch of Willie Nelson.
That's right, and George Strait. So I'm going to miss that livestock show and rodeo, too. And it's an annual event. It runs for, I believe, about a month. You know, there's always so many big superstars that perform at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. You know, obviously, it doesn't house the rodeo anymore. And,
right.
And of course, you know, we watched what happened during the hurricane season. That was pretty traumatic stuff.
It was, and I was actually very proud that it was my city that opened the doors to those folks. I think that was a statement about our city. I do feel that way.
Yeah,
so
they sure did open their arms to it, didn't they?
Right, they did.
Tell me some of your favorite places in Houston.
Some of my favorite places in Houston. Well, I would have to say anywhere in the museum district, the Houston Museum of Natural Science. I love the zoo. Just anywhere in the Herman Park area, you can just go and visit all of that, spend a couple of days there. One of my favorite restaurants that I have to say is The Taste of Texas, which is a restaurant that serves the best steak you'll ever have. And I'm a big shopper, so I do like to shop at the Galleria. My favorite place to go shopping is actually in the Harwin area, where you can actually find, that's where the bargains are. And I'm a value shopper, so that's a great place to go as well.
And a little bit about seafood and barbecue?
Oh, yes, the Pappas's Family Restaurants, yes. They actually have Mexican restaurants, they have barbecue, and they have seafood. So I highly recommend those restaurants if you go to Houston.
Why don't we touch on the Houston Museum of Natural Science?
That's a great place. They actually have regular exhibits, like the most recent exhibit, I think, was the Princess Diana exhibit. That was a traveling exhibit. But the museum itself is fantastic. They also have an IMAX. They have a butterfly research center as well. So it's a good place to go. You could spend easily 2 days there, I would think.
And then you have the Houston Zoo.
Yes. And actually, they're going to be doing some, they're enlarging the zoo itself and some of the exhibits. So that's exciting. It's a zoo that's always growing, actually. They seem to be adding on regularly to that zoo. So it's a big zoo.
Right. And then how about some of the concerts at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion?
Yeah, that's actually in the Woodlands, which is outside of Houston, but it's not a bad drive at all. It's an outdoor theater, partially covered, but they have a big lawn. You can take your blankets out and watch the concerts, and they have everything from the symphony to, you know, major rock stars that go there. That's one of my favorite places to watch concerts.
Now,
because you can just lay on the lawn and look at the stars and listen to your favorite music.
You take us from the budget shopping or looking for bargains to the Galleria.
Yes. The Galleria is where you have the Gucci and the Prada and all of the shiki-miki, as I like to call them, shops. So it depends on what your shopping mood is. But the Galleria actually has three buildings. You could spend days just shopping at the Galleria. They also have restaurants as well. So
and an ice skating rink.
And an ice skating rink, that's right.
I mean, that's a bit unusual and certainly kind of exciting.
Yes. I guess it's the closest thing we're going to get to ice or snow.
Now, country and western dancing, Wild West, and the Firehouse Saloon.
Oh, yes. There's a lot more than that, but those are the two that I frequented often. And it's a lot of fun. And even if... you know, people that are not from Texas, I think that's something that they just have to do because it's fun to watch. It's a fun place to go have a beer and kick back and watch all the people dance. It's a good time.
And how about the tunnel in downtown Houston?
The tunnels in downtown Houston, yes. This is an interesting place. It connects many of the buildings downtown, and there's actually shops and restaurants in the tunnel. So a lot of the people that work downtown, you know, this is the way they get from building to building. But since there are so many people that work downtown and that use the tunnels, they started building shops and restaurants and things like that. So you can actually wander around there as well.
And, of course, we have Rice University.
Right, which is right next to the Museum District, and it's such a beautiful campus. And even just to drive around in that area on a nice day, it's really pretty.
And the Montrose area.
And the Montrose area, also one of my favorite places. It's a very eclectic area. It's known actually as the gay area in Houston. So they do have a lot of nightlife, but they have a lot of restaurants, different types of restaurants. They also have a lot of little artistic type shops and clothing stores and things like that. So it's kind of a fun place to go and explore if you have some time.
Now,
it's a fun place.
In summation, you've moved to Florida. You've lived here, what, about 3 months now?
Yes.
And obviously lots of things to do here, as we all know. And you reflect back on it, and do you sometimes try to make a little comparisons in your mind, or do you just get on from one thing, and here I am, and let's get on with this?
Well, I think it's more about appreciating what you have in front of you. And I think that by writing this piece about Houston, it was kind of a tribute to what I consider to be my hometown, and how you don't really realize what you have until you're not there anymore. And so as someone who loves to travel, I think the most important thing is to really look around you, because you can actually find travel treasures very close to home if you look hard enough.
You're absolutely, absolutely right. So if you were just to sum it up in a couple of words, how would you compare Houston to the Houston today to your Houston as a child?
Houston today is exciting, diverse, multicultural. It's a melting pot of interests and activities. And I didn't realize what an exciting, eclectic city it was in my youth, but I do now.
And we're happy to have you here in Florida.
All right. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Stephanie. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.